Poor girl. Hard enough for her to live without being worried and chivied.
Well, how do you do it, if I may ask?
Oh, simply phonetics. The science of speech. That's my profession, and also my hobby. Happy is the man who can make a living by his hobby. You can spot an Irishman or a Yorkshireman by his brogue. I can place any man within 6 miles. I can place him within 2 miles in London, sometimes within 2 streets.
Ought to be ashamed of himself, unmanly coward.
Yeah, but is there a living in that?
Oh, yes, quite a fat one. This is an age of upstarts. Men begin in Kentish Town with £80 a year, and end in Park Lane with 100,000. They want to drop Kentish Town, but they give themselves away every time they open their mouths. Now, I can teach them...
Mind his own business and leave a poor girl.
Woman! Cease this detestable boo-hooing instantly! Or seek the shelter of some other place of worship.
I've a right to be here if I like, same as you.
A woman who utters such depressing and disgusting sounds has no right to be anywhere, no right to live. Remember that you're a human being with a soul and the divine gift of articulate speech. That your native language is the language of Shakespeare and Milton and the Bible. And don't sit there croning like a bilious pigeon.
Ow!
Oh, heavens! What a sound! Ow!
Gone.
Would you see this creature with her curbstone English? The English that will keep her in the gutter to the end of her days. Well, sir, in 3 months I could pass that girl off as a duchess at an ambassador's garden party. I could even get her a place as a lady's maid or a shop assistant, which requires better English. That's the sort of thing I do for commercial millionaires. And on the profits of it, I do genuine scientific work in phonetics, and little as a poet on the Miltonic lines.